morning, Jared.
Good morning. People are always trying to interrupt our segment here.
Oh, wait. This is Jared's time now. Okay. Anyway, we have several shows to review this morning, and the first is coincided with the 50-year anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, and of course it is a production of Camelot.
Yeah, this is the very classic musical that swept the United States by storm in the 1960s when it first premiered. It's being presented by New Repertory Theater through December 22nd, and this was deliberately timed, as you just mentioned, to the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination. And what's sort of interesting here is to look at this piece in juxtaposition with the Kennedy administration and that time. And what I hadn't realized, actually, until doing a little bit of research was that Jacqueline Kennedy had started the own contemporary myth of Camelot. Very shortly after he died, within weeks, she gave an interview to Life magazine in which she talked about the president loving this musical and listening to this in the White House. And she evoked the themes of Camelot, saying there will never be another Kennedy president, just like there will be another, never be another Camelot. But when you look deeper at the piece, you realize it didn't end well for Camelot either. And just subsequently, we learned, of course, how dark some of the Kennedy administration was and how his personality was. So it is very interesting to see the parallel of these two pieces.
But this is a pretty much straight classic production of this.
They don't update it. They just leave it right in Camelot in King Arthur's time.
All right. So this is playing at the New Repertory Theater through December 22nd. Next, we turn to Really? I Love Lucy on stage?
Yes, Lucy is back. We are in this throwback time, I feel like, right now. Maybe it's the holidays. Everybody gets a little bit sentimental. But this is a piece that actually has been selling out across the country. It's presented by Broadway in Boston and plays at the Colonial Theater through December 22nd. I just saw it. It opened last night. And basically, you're invited into an experience. You arrive at the Desilu Studios in Hollywood, California, and you're there to see the taping of two I Love Lucy episodes. So you see them staged before you. But you also see the Crystal Tone singers coming out to advertise everything from Alka-Seltzer to Brill Cream, all those old ads and jingles. You see all of those performed. And then, of course, you see these two shows coming together. They're two classic Lucy episodes. I did have the chance to speak to Serena Irwin. She's a Massachusetts native. And I asked her about cracking Lucy's comedic code to perfect the comedy bits.
She obviously worked them down to the minutiae of everything. And it was a gift for me reading that she worked with a mirror, because I've always been shy of mirrors. I always see it as a vanity thing. But when I read that, I said, that was another key for me. Okay, I have to go to the mirror. I have to work these bits in front of a mirror now.
Yeah, Lucy was really worked hard, and you know, it's so hard to emulate somebody so, you know, who's so well known by so many people, so famous.
It's very weighty, and of course that was Lucy's appeal, is the comedy and the delivery, which you read accounts now, and she was so exacting about everything. And I have to say, Serena Irwin does a really, really good job as playing Lucy. She doesn't play Lucille Ball, she plays Lucy Ricardo, and she does a great job.
Well, that's such a classic show. But overall, what do you think?
I do wonder. I think there's a divide here. I think that older audiences, I noticed last night, just loved every minute. They loved the nostalgia of it. Part of me wondered if it was a little too slow, and I think the pacing needs to be picked up a little bit.
My favorite character is Fred Mertz, though. I love Fred Mertz.
And you'll love the Fred in this show. He was great, too.
Okay, next we go to A Little Princess, presented by Fiddlehead Theater Company, playing at the Strand Theater through December 8th.
Yeah, A Little Princess is a show that was written quite a few years ago, and it's had several iterations. It was always intended to go to Broadway. In fact, the composer is Andrew Lippa, who just wrote the music and lyrics for Big Fish, which is on Broadway right now. But it didn't make it there. So it's sort of been going around the country, been revived by local theater companies, including here at the Fiddlehead. And this production has been slightly changed for them. And Fiddlehead Theater Company is quite impressive. They've brought in a great group of actors, sort of a lavish budget from what I can tell, for sets and costumes. They're in residence at the Strand Theater in Dorchester, you know, which is a little bit out of the way, but there's every reason to go there because it is a terrific theater. And this is a really nice production. It's about a girl who is sent off to boarding to school in London while her father, a captain, is traveling the world, and she's basically mistreated. It's a little bit of the Annie story. She's mistreated by her headmistress, and it's really sort of a very sweet story about this girl who's put upon yet remains optimistic and holds on to her positivity. And the music is very, very enchanting. It's equally optimistic. I largely liked it, and I think it's a great show for families right now. And I also think it's terrific what Fiddlehead is doing in bringing up a new theater company in a neighborhood that really deserves some attention.
All right, A Little Princess, playing at the Strand Theater through December the 8th. And, of course, a real tradition here in Boston, the Boston Pops Christmas.
Yeah, well, Boston Pops, you can't be in this city and even think about the holidays without thinking about the Boston Pops, which also this year has released their first CD in quite some time. And it's a Boston Pops Christmas live from Symphony Hall. And this is taken from live recordings over the past couple of years. And it's a really, really fun album. It's got the 12 Days of Christmas, which is something I don't want to listen to ever again because it's just so tedious. But with this arrangement, they make it fantastic because they have everything from music from Oklahoma to Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow.
It's a very, very fun CD. It's also got spirituals and, of course, a very classic Sleigh Ride, which I think a lot of people don't know was written for the Boston Pops in the 1950s by Leroy Anderson. But I talked to Keith Lockhart, of course, the Boston Pops conductor recently, on why music is so central during the holiday season.
I think music is a guide to our emotional connection with these times of the year. Music says things that we find impossible or embarrassing to say in words, and it elicits feelings in us that we can't explain. I mean, you hear something that you grew up listening to in church on Christmas Eve or something like that, and you get the shivers down your spine effect, which is really, frankly, what has drawn me to music all these years.
Keith Lockhart there, and it's interesting, this is the first live holiday CD from all of those concerts they've ever done at Symphony
Hall. Live. Yeah, and so you have the experience.
Now, the holiday pop season runs tonight through December 24th.
Yes, and you can see lots of people, Kristen Chenoweth next week, and of course all the classics, including that 12 Days of Christmas, which I said I really loved.
Well, Jared loves it. You got to like it. Okay, thank you, Jared. Jared Bowen, who's with us every Thursday morning right here on WGBH's Morning Edition, and the time is now 8:56.